Your fingertips were in my bathwater, swirling mountains of bubbles out of the way. You were in your after-party mood, contemplative, barefoot, still in your shirt and slacks, your tie curled on the edge of our bed. You touched the slick skin of my calf and ran your fingers up to my knee. "Thank you," you said. I've seen you outraged, tender, confused, dangerous. You were pensive, though, your eyes on the currents that moved bubbles around my bath. I let my breasts peek out from the fragrant water, and your eyes flicked up, took me in, and I sank them again to tease you. For what I said, the party had been forgettable, some desperate corporate cocktail fling, what you called an alpha maelstrom. You pulled my foot out of the water and put it on your shirt, right over your heart. It soaked through immediately. "I'm not even sure," you said. "You anchored me tonight. You kept me from feeling like I had to squeeze so hard on those handshakes. You made the fucking hierarchy irrelevant." I think I felt your heartbeat on the sole of my foot. You bent your head and kissed my big toe. You slipped your hand up my thigh, brushed the backs of your knuckles between my legs. Your eyes were drowsy, but you smiled. You caught a tuft of hair between your knuckles and pulled. I gasped, as much in surprise as in pain. I floated, pushed myself just out of the water. I smiled at you. "You wouldn't be able to do that if I were shaved down there," I said. I pulled against you. It hurt just enough. I sweetened to you, and you felt the shift. Your eyes caught mine and held them. I saw it flare up in your face. That look I loved. You were curious, intrigued. I touched my toe to your nose. "Pull the plug," I said. My footprint darkened your shirt. You sat up straighter. "I want to watch," you said. And I could imagine you, your chin on the edge of the tub, watching me with my razor. I was tempted to put on a little show for you, a kind of striptease. How much more exposed could I be for you? I had devoted hours to the opening of myself, and you had opened too. The things you confessed, the things you made up to tell me when you had nothing else to reveal. I knew all your sins, and I kept them gripped inside me. They were proof. I would not let you watch, though. "Get your razor," I said, "and your shaving cream." I had my own lotions, of course, more than I could use, but I wanted man scent on me. I wanted your body to recognize my skin as its own. You didn't even ask why. You could see my mind. You could always see it. Even when it made you tense up, when you understood my desire and it overwhelmed you, you always saw me. "I don't want to hurt you," you said. It was the beginning of our ritual, a drama exercise I taught you from a college course. I told you about it. I remembered the first time we did it. Me sitting cross-legged on the end of your bed, you facing me. I looked into your eyes and said, "I can be hurt by you." And you looked into my eyes and waited. Even though you wanted to speak, you waited, because that's the exercise. I said it again. "I can be hurt by you." I knew if we were going to break it off, it would be then. That would be the moment to run, to find a milder lover. You held my eyes, your lips pressed together. "I can be hurt by you," I said for the last time. You reached out your hand and put it on my head. And I don't know what incantation you imagined, what blessing it was, but we stayed there for a long time, still and silent. I felt wound around you. I felt enveloped. Then you said it too. I can be hurt by you. And I wanted to scream at you. How dare you think I ever could? I can be hurt by you. Your hands were open, relaxed on the bedspread, as though you would not defend yourself if I decided to bite you, to claw you. I can be hurt by you. And I knew you were right. I held your sins. I knew every one of your dreams, every insecurity. I knew your failures. I had every weapon anyone would ever need to destroy you. I could see that you had decided that the possibility of being destroyed by me was better than being unknown. You had your shaving gel, your triple-bladed razor. You held it awkwardly. I had watched you shave, the razor carving expertly beneath your nose, under your earlobe, the skin of your throat. But when you held it for me, you were cautious, unsure. I hooked one knee over the edge of the tub. You looked adorable. Come on, love. I'm right here. I laughed when you climbed into the tub, trousers and all. Most of the water was gone, swirling down the drain, but it still darkened your pants as you slid your thighs under mine, kneeling under me, curious and skittish. I wondered if you would bolt if I told you what I wanted. Make me smooth down there, love, I said. I closed my eyes, waited for you. Can we, you said, and stopped. I had my thighs open in front of you, and you wanted to adjust things. Can we move up to the counter, you said. And I didn't get angry, much. You never took your eyes off my skin. You looked hungry, bright-eyed, conflicted. Of course, baby, I said. I got out of the tub and slid up on the counter next to the sink, my back against the cold mirror. I shivered. Then you smiled and your eyes changed. When you kneeled in front of me, I almost passed out. I was so open. You concentrated, squirted gel on your palm, and it began to foam immediately. You picked it up with your thumb and touched it to me gently, almost reverently. You touched your cheek to my thigh and watched the foam peak and spread. I felt your scruff on my skin. You hadn't shaved since morning. You smiled, used your thumb to caress the foam into my wisps. You teased me. I tried to pretend I was not desperate, but you always know. It smelled like you, shirtless every morning, shaving in front of the same mirror. It smelled like you, shirtless every morning, shaving in front of this same mirror, cold against my back, dripping condensation. How many times had I slipped my hands around you, buried my face between your shoulder blades as you shaved, felt your muscles move subtly under your skin as you concentrated on your face, drawing the razor slick across your skin, rinsing in water too hot to touch. But now, after the party, it was me there, slipping a clear place in the fogged mirror with my shoulder as you knelt. What if I cut you? You said, the razor floating an inch over my skin. I thought about it, how you could not hurt me. Not in that moment. Any nick, any cut would be a badge of your adoration. You looked at me so sweetly. I wanted to envelop you. I wanted to consent to blood if that was our path. I wanted you safe from the fear of me. I cannot be hurt by you, I said, placing the blades of my fingernails on your scalp, pulling you closer. Smooth me, baby. Don't be afraid. You didn't shrug then. You took my hand and placed it over yours, the one holding the razor, and you drew it across my skin. I guided you that first time, and you watched my eyes. Then you took a breath and went to work. You made paths in the foam, shade me slow, bare and sensitive. I felt your breath on my skin. You did it on purpose to make me squirm. I saw your smile when you did it, your eyes on mine. Then you slid the razor from top to bottom, the edge touching my thigh, pressing in on me, baring my skin. You can be a methodical man when it suits you. You took your time, and when you were almost finished, you used a thumb to spread me open, to get the last few strands at my most ticklish edge. You watched my eyes as you drew the razor. I almost hoped you would nick me. I hoped I would have a reason to comfort you, but you didn't. You licked your lips. Then you squirted more gel into your hand and spread it on your own face, that smooth pattern you knew by touch. You shaved your face, made me wait, a grin on your face, and I wanted to grab your hair and pull you in. I wanted to push you back on the bed and straddle you, press myself to your chest, to your face. You made me watch you shave. You brushed against my thigh, your stubble rough against my skin, spreading thick, creamy foam. Then you slipped the blade down your cheek 3-4 times and touched your cheek to my skin again. Smooth this time. You blew on me, your fingers holding me open. If your pussy could speak, you said, your lips so close I could feel their heat, what would she say? I squirmed toward you, trying to touch, moving toward your heat, but you shook your head. What would she say? You said again, and kissed my thigh. Please, I said. I was asking for myself, just for me. Kiss me. You did. A simple kiss. It was electric. My bare skin against your lips, your chin, your cheek. I jumped with the pure, intense contact. No whiskers. None of my soft curls down there. Just your skin thrilling against mine. Nothing between us. I took a deep breath and touched your head with my fingers. Please don't make me ask, I said. It was our understanding, our code. Any request could be denied, teased, tortured even. But if it began with please, we simply gave what was asked. We had played so many games at the edges of please. Please don't make me ask, I said, and you took my hand, led me to the bed. I let you spread my legs, my feet hanging off the end of our bed. You still had my wet footprint over your heart. I squealed when you pulled me, spread me wider, knelt at the edge of our bed and touched your nose to my clitoris. You held it there, thinking. Listening to me, to my body, breathing my scent. I could not hold still. I twitched, raised a hand to touch you, changed my mind, put it down. You had your arms around my thighs. You knew you would have to hold me. In a few seconds, you knew I would be writhing, trying to get closer to you, trying to get away. I could always trust you not to let me get away. Your chin was so smooth. I almost thought it was your tongue at first. You smoothed into me, spread me open, wriggled and smiled at me. You did not let me get away. My back arched and I was still trying to relax when your tongue filled me. Much as I loved being seen, I loved being tasted. You tasted me, flicked the tip of your tongue as deep as it would go. We were at a restaurant once, a Thai place. You said that the soup reminded you of how I taste. lemongrass and coconut. I watched your lips that whole meal, breathless. Your eyes never left me as you ate. You did not let me go. I think I grabbed your hair once. I saw my foot framed against the fogged bathroom mirror, my toes spread, tense. You flicked and swirled me deep, hot, wet, your moisture mixing with mine. We've done this before, but we have never done this before. You began to growl, to speak half words into me. You pulled on me, sucked as your tongue flicked, then you laughed, your eyes searching for mine. When I came, you did not let me go. I gripped the covers with one hand, the other over my mouth for all the good it did. You always told me I can't squeeze you too hard, and I tried to believe you as I curled around your head and shook. Maybe you are like me. You want something to comfort me for. Maybe you just love this breathless embrace, your mouth sealed against my pussy as my body ignites around you. When it was over, you smiled at me, your chin resting between my legs, your eyes devouring the landscape of my body. I knew you were looking at my pupils, black and huge. The orgasm was still traveling through my body, and you wanted to watch what you did to me. You wanted to see me disintegrate. Later, our legs were tangled, and you were telling me the story of what you did alone the night we met. It's difficult. I could not imagine what we became, but you did imagine it. Is it strange that I'm jealous of that orgasm without me? But I love your telling of it. Your head on my breast, your fingers making spirals on my stomach. When I said that I was starving, you started a sentence with please, and I reached for your shaving kit.